So a while ago, on our homepage and in our header and basically everywhere on our website, we put a little tagline below our logo. That tagline says an API company. So if you go to nomics.com, it says Nomics, an API company. And I think this is really important for us, you know, to kind of state what our focus is. I see a lot of companies that are distracted, especially during bear markets, especially in the crypto space during bear markets. And, you know, they're just doing a lot of things simultaneously, hoping that one of those things will work. You know, it's like the lottery ticket strategy. Maybe if they just do everything all at once, one of those things will work. And, you know, for us, you know, it's like we're an API first company. So I wanted to describe it, like, kind of to me what it means that we're an API first company. The first is that we must dog food our own API. So if you go to nomics.com, everything there is built with our API, and it's built with public endpoints or paid private endpoints, but we don't access our data in any way other than through that API. We're, you know, there is no backdoor. So an analogy for a restaurant, you know, like if I owned a restaurant, I don't believe, unless there was a hugely important reason that I can't think of, I don't think I would let people eat at that restaurant by just like going in through the kitchen if they work there and like grabbing some food. I think I think I would make them go through the front door, have that experience, wait to get seated with everyone else. Then they would have to sit at a table and they'd have to see the menu, right? They'd have to get silverware delivered, you know, from the kitchen, and they'd have to experience that restaurant exactly like everyone else experiences it. So they would have an understanding of what it's like to eat there, right? If the service is slow, they would experience slow service. You know, it's probably impossible to completely replicate the experience that someone would have if they weren't known by the kitchen staff and the wait staff and all that. But I think I would want them going through the front door, not through the kitchen, to eat there. And that's the way I think about our API, right? We, you know, we're never going to consume our data or our systems in any way other than how the customers access it. And I think that's really important that we're a user of our own API. So what does it mean to be an API first company? Yeah, it means we dog food our own product. We go through the front door, not the back door. The second thing that it means is that our docs are really important. In a lot of ways, our docs are our most important marketing asset. It describes what the product is. It describes what the features are. It describes how they work. And I think the API companies that treat their docs like the most important marketing materials that they have, I think those are the companies that succeed. So that's another thing. It's another important part of being an API company. I think a third component of being an API first company is that it is our intent. I hope we do this. We plan on doing this, is open sourcing everything that's not our API. So our website, we plan to open source. We're building iOS and Android apps. We're going to open source those. We have WordPress plugins. We're going to open source them because it's all fantastic example code that others can use to learn about how to interact with our API. People can fork it and make their own apps that are derivatives of the apps that we're giving away as open source software. So, you know, it means that for the most part, we're not monetizing anything other than our API, because we don't want to get distracted. Anything you monetize, you know, requires, it's just a completely different standard on support and how you treat it. And it's easy to get distracted around things that maybe can make you money in the short term, but aren't core to your strategy. I think the fourth thing that's really important is that we're building for builders, right? We're building for engineers who, for the most part, with some notable exceptions, are like highly rational people that are looking to solve a problem. So in the marketing tech space and in other spaces I've been in, you know, consumer spaces, a lot of marketing in that space is about building a movement and growing a movement and starting a revolution. And I think some of those factors are at play here, and they shouldn't be totally discounted. But for the most part, we're solving real practical problems. And our job is to help builders build. And it's not to give someone an identity You know, it's not to, you know, build a revolution that people can feel part of. You know, we'll do that if we think that there's value to that and it's not BS. But that's not the core thing that we do with our marketing. The core thing we do with our marketing is help people realize the outcome they can get by using us and how easy it is to solve the problem that they're trying to solve if they use us. And so it's a little bit different. It's a lot more utilitarian. We're a lot more like a power company than a, you know, than a fashion brand. Another thing this means is that we support highly technical users. And so for the most part, our support costs are lower because for the most part, these people know how to use APIs. Our customers, our users know how to use our APIs. They're highly technical. Our support isn't around sort of the scaffolding around even getting access to and using our product. Our product is about answering questions that haven't been answered before. And likely if someone has a question, the answer to that belongs in the docs. So I'd say, in general, our sales costs and our support costs are much lower, because of the market we're in. I'd say the last thing that this means, and there's a lot of other implications to this, another one is, and the final one I'll leave you with, is that being an API company means we get to enjoy and experience the pleasure that comes from seeing other people build on top of our platform. I think that's just incredibly rewarding to not only see someone using you, but to see someone building themselves in, you know, and building something they otherwise couldn't have built because you gave them a very important building block. And, you know, I think more than anything else, that's what I derive pleasure from. All right. So that is a bit of what it means, at least for us and for me, to be an API first company. Hope you enjoyed it. Take care. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening. If you liked this content, please help me out by leaving a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. It provides me with encouragement and it helps other people find the program. Also, if you have a question that you'd like me to answer on the podcast, go to asknomics.com, leave me a question, and I'll do my best to answer it in the next few days. Thanks for listening and see you tomorrow.